Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the three biggest stories in the NFL, and they all pertain to the league's coaching carousel. We begin in Philadelphia, where despite a report in Week 17 that head coach Doug Peterson was safe, the Eagles have fired Peterson following a 4-11-1 season. Here's Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie explaining the decision.
This is much more about the evaluation of whether the Eagles moving forward, our best option is to have a new coach. And that's really, really what it's about. It's not about, did Doug deserve to be let go? No, he did not deserve to be let go. That's not where I'm coming from. And that's not the bar in the evaluation process.
That was Jeffrey Lurie explaining why Doug Peterson didn't deserve to get fired in a press conference being held after firing Doug Peterson. Philadelphia went to the playoffs in three of Peterson's 5 years there, and only the Patriots have won more playoff games in the last four seasons. Two more notes on this story. After the Eagles' Super Bowl win in 2017, they put a statue up outside of Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia of Nick Foles and Doug Peterson calling the Philly special in the Super Bowl. Just 3 years after that game, both the coach and the quarterback in that statue are no longer with the team. And finally, the firing of Doug Peterson now means that Ron Rivera is the longest tenured head coach in the NFC East. He was hired on New Year's Eve in 2019. Our second stop on the coaching carousel takes us to Houston, where Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio says, quote, a buzz is building in league circles that Jim Caldwell could be the team's next head coach. Caldwell is 62-50 in 7 years as a head coach with the Colts and Lions, which also included a trip to the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning in 2009. In Houston, he'd be inheriting a roster with few stars and even fewer draft picks, thanks to some horrendous trades by predecessor Bill O'Brien. Oh, and his 25-year-old franchise quarterback is so mad at the team, he isn't returning their phone calls. Good luck, Jim. Our final stop takes us to Dallas, where former Falcons head coach Dan Quinn has reached an agreement with the Cowboys to become their next defensive coordinator. Quinn was fired as head coach of the Atlanta Falcons 5 weeks into the season, but he does have some success as a defensive coordinator. He held that job in Seattle in 2013 and 2014 when the Seahawks were first in both points and yards allowed. It also probably didn't hurt he was coaching a defense with Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Bobby Wagner, Cam Chancellor, and Michael Bennett, but I digress. Quinn will be inheriting a squad that gave up the most points in the history of the Dallas Cowboys and was 31st in the league against the run. A couple of other headlines for you before we go. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski is on track to return to the team on Thursday after his Browns got their first playoff win in 26 years on Sunday night against the Steelers while he was quarantined with COVID-19. Offensive lineman Jared Valdir can make NFL history this week. He played for the Colts on Sunday against the Bills, and he's signing with the Packers, according to Adam Schefter. If he plays for the Packers against the Rams, he will become the first player in NFL history to play for two different teams in the same postseason. Now, ordinarily, that wouldn't be permitted, but Valdir was on the Colts practice squad rather than the active roster and got bumped up to the game day roster as part of the league's special rules this season because of COVID-19. When the game ended, Valdir reverted back to the Colts practice squad, and the Packers are signing him off of that practice squad. Lastly, Bill Belichick was set to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom this week, but he said in a statement that he will not accept the award after the U.S. Capitol was attacked last week. The Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal are the highest civilian awards of the United States. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, January 12th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show, available on all major podcast platforms. Leave a rating and a review for us, too. And stay tuned later today for the off-day debrief with myself and Brandon Lee Gowton. We'll catch up with CBS sports analyst Amy Trask.